those who are familiar with the Yalkut Shemayni and Yeshaya, that talks about that Mashiach takes upon himself all different degrees of suffering in order to save each and every soul. And it says there that he says that he not only wants to save, he wants to save those of previous generations, he wants to save those, even those who were unborn, those that never made it to full term and were born, he wants to save every single soul that they should be part of the redemption. And this is an expression of the fact that Mashiach is the Yechidah HaKlolos, the all-inclusive soul of every Jew, and on that level, on the level of Yechidah, there is no possible separation between a Jew and the Eibishter, as saying Chassidus, that a Jew neither wants nor is capable of tearing himself away from the Avias. That is primarily on the level of Yechidah, and that is why Mashiach is concerned with each and every Jew. And after by Mashiach, we see the emphasis that no Jew will be left behind, which, again, this is all not directly related to the Sikha, but at an important point, sometimes people ask, and you see it in the writings of the Friedrich Rebbe, in the period when the Friedrich Rebbe gave his public pronouncements about Alta Lugula, La Alta Lachuva, you see that by the Friedrich Rebbe, there were strong warnings to people that they would be left out from the redemption. And the question is, we know that the Rebbe has always emphasized so much that no Jew will be left behind. And the answer is because from the vantage point of the leader of a generation who is not the actual Mashiach of Peil Mamash, there is still room to, if we talk on the level of judgment of what, based on what people are deserving or not deserving, there's room to say that some people will be included and some people will be excluded. Because those who are not deserving will be excluded. But Mashiach that operates on the level of Yechidah, and as we're going to see, actually is the emphasis is not only the Yechidah, but even beyond that, the essence of the Jewish soul. So to him, there's no such thing as even a possibility of a Jew being left behind, and he takes upon himself all kinds of activities and all kinds of levels and degrees of suffering in order to guarantee that no Jew will actually be left behind.